Seth Bowman.
Hi, Morris. It's Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Hey, Amy. I'm good. Just putting the hose bib back together. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you for asking. I was just calling to follow up and see how the licensing and everything's going, if you're ready to get the Google Guarantee moving forward.
Yeah, everything's going. We had a, me and Melody and everybody had a pretty good little powwow, I guess. So again, if we go with that different advertisement, that's going to put us on the front page eventually.
Yes, it's going to be at the top of the page in the Google Guaranteed section, yes.
Okay. I don't know if it was previous from Melody, Miss advertising with us or anything. She had us advertising like way out of town and things like that. But
yeah, we straightened all that out.
We've only had just maybe since we started Google, just a, maybe a handful of calls that were actually good leads and working hours and hours away from here.
Right. Yeah. It was definitely based on the radius of where you were serving. But with the Google Guarantee, this gives you that second position, Morris, at the very top of the page. And what this allows is for you to pick specific areas that you're going to come up in. And you absolutely will not come in up in those other areas because it's not part of your radius.
Right. So right. What do we need to get started on it?
We just need the application fee, and then we'll send the application over to you. Go ahead and get that moving forward, and then we'll go from there. The application itself takes anywhere from 30 to 60 days for approval. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. It's just what the terms and conditions state. And then once everything is Google Guarantee approved, we contact you to pay the activation budget so you can begin receiving the quality leads in that particular section on Google.
Mm-hmm. How much was the fee to get started again?
The application fee is the one-time $250 application fee. And then as far as the activation budget goes, let me see here. It looks like they're pretty reasonable for you. Let me just double check and make sure price doesn't change because it looks like it's super affordable. I just want to make sure. Yeah, your cost per lead is about $23 and your activation budget is $296. So that's 13 lead budget.
Okay.
At 20 lead, and that'll come off of that budget, and then you get to control that, Morris. So with that, what happens is you take the leads on, you only pay for the qualified ones, so they have to be set an appointment with you, they have to be requesting estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone in order to be considered qualified. Okay.
And the whole total of monthly, was that around 600 you said last time?
Well, it would be right around 5-something if that's what you're paying. If you're using all 13 leads within the budget.
I see. Okay.
Okay.
But
again, you use that on an as needed basis, and our clients that are using that are seeing a much even stronger return than regular simply because of the way that it's set up. This allows you to dominate in those specific areas. This is literally the cure for cancer as far as lead service goes.
Gotcha.
And it's bucks to month. There's no contract. I believe in this product more than any other product.
Right. Will you wind up needing anything at all from Melody and Charles on this?
No, as long as you have the license for yourself, no. They signed up that other company in Dallas under their own name, their own phone number. They did all their own stuff on that. Nothing to do with your organization. I made it very, very clear it had to be separate. But no, as long as you have all your own stuff for this, then there's no need for us to include them in this whatsoever. I mean,
Well, what name, business name are they using down there?
They use Pro Staff Plumbing. They said that they straightened it all out with you and everything was good. And I said, okay, well, as long as you understand that this has absolutely nothing to do with his organization, that everything has been kept completely separate.
What did they use, ProStaff Plumbing or ProStaff Plumbing Services?
They just use ProStaff Plumbing.
Okay. I guess, I mean, as long as it doesn't have anything to do with me, but...
It's got nothing to do with you. I made sure that I set the account up myself because I made sure and I notated that account to say that. She used to help with your account, but she's no longer on that and doesn't... Still, I never put her back on that account.
Right.
And to be honest with you, I would leave her off. Like, if you want her to help, that's fine, but I would leave her off of all financial purchases.
No, absolutely. Yeah, that was a big issue we had. So what it is, you know, I pay, her husband so much money a month to use his master's license to run a business, his R&P.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's not going to affect me because I'm still running under his license.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
I'm not sure how that's going to work. If we can move forward with him doing two different locations like that.
We can. It's just that he would have to fill out the application because he has the license.
Right. Okay.
So that's up to you.
Yeah. I mean, I want to do it. I'm just not 100% sure that Melody, because we made some pretty drastic changes, and she wasn't happy last time I talked to her. And I told her I didn't need her for anything. I'm just going to pay for the license. I don't need her whatsoever. So I guess I'm going to have to call Melody and run it by her and see if they're willing to fill that out for me.
Okay. Do you want me to call her and ask her that? Or do you want to leave it alone? Or what do you think? Because this is the thing, is if it's under his name and his license, then I don't know. I just don't want him to try to say he owns it, you know?
Yeah, same here, yeah. I've got contracts and paperwork, EIN number. The whole business is in my name. I just have his license put up. It's for the responsible master's license. I'm part of the business.
Right.
I want to do it. I've been wanting to do it.
I know that.
All this bull crap first. Let me call Melody and see if they're willing to fill that out, and I can call you right back, or you can call me right back, either way.
Okay, how long do you need, Morris?
This shouldn't take me 5 or 10 minutes just to give you a quick call.
All right. I'll give you 10 minutes then.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.